completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell, the King of Client Attraction. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Now, here's what I want to talk about on this episode briefly. So what happens is, as you grow your business, let's say, for example, when you go from startup business to six-figure business, seven-figure business, eight-figure business, so forth, what happens is you're going to have like different identities. So when you're starting up, and some of these things are going to kind of roll on into the, even to the next phase. So for example, a lot of times when you're going from zero to, let's just say, your first sales, you're typically like in hustle mode. And if you're going to like level up and you're like looking to go to six figures, a lot of times you can hustle and do it, and you're doing a lot of the stuff. So a lot of times it may be just you, or it may be you and another team member, whatever the case may be. And you can do that to probably multiple six figures or whatever. As you begin to scale to the seven figure mark, what happens is you have to literally be get more of the CEO role. And being an entrepreneur and a business owner is two completely different things. Right. Being a CEO and entrepreneur, when you were doing everything, is totally different, because in the earlier phases, your primary role is like doing. You're doing a lot of the task. And then when you're in a CEO role in the seven figure mark and beyond, is more of the design role. So you're designing things, you're laying out specific outcomes, you're laying out specific key performance indicators, and you're putting people in place to go do certain things. And this typically comes with a team. So like even with your first hire, which I think your most important hire is like an executive assistant. So a lot of things you're going to begin to hand off were a lot of things that you actually did yourself before. And when you begin to hand these things off, that affects your identity because you're used to doing it. So now you got your, let's say you got your marketing humming and you're doing your marketing on your own. Now you're going to outsource your marketing. Those things like that could take a hit to your identity, because your identity was typically built into doing the marketing and running the ads, creating all the content, doing all the sales calls, even doing all the coaching. All that stuff is tied to your identity. And a lot of times you will sabotage it when you begin to have to let some of those things go to actually scale things up. That's number one. Number two is going to be this thing called imposter syndrome. So as you begin to grow, a lot of times you're going to have things come up like, well, who am I to believe to make this type of money? Who am I to believe I can charge people that much? Who am I to believe I can make this type of money with this little work? Nobody in my family was ever this successful. Can I really help these people? All these different things are going to come up, right? So that's why it's so important to always be working on yourself. Having your own individual personal development plan, and also hiring, investing into wise counsel who's going to help you navigate these waters as you continue to grow. Because when you go from zero to six, six to seven, seven to eight, there's different skill sets that are going to be required. That's why it's very important to hire wise counsel, to have them on your team to help you navigate those crazy waters. Because if you don't have it in place, you're going to sabotage it and you'll be like, dang, I was here, but then I slowly begin to disintegrate. I'm going to give you one last example. A buddy of mine, he used to tell me that when he hit a certain revenue level, and this is somebody I hired as a coach as well at one point, he said when he got his bank account to a certain revenue level, well, what happened is he would spend it all the way back down to his cap, because he sabotaged, because he was used to having his income at a certain level and having his back against the wall, as he called it, because he told himself he works better under pressure when his back is against the wall. So he's to sabotage the things when things like that happen. So you want to be very, very, very aware of these things. And we get one last story is another buddy of mine. He basically said when he had his first $20,000 a month, he went and told his mentor, I had his first $20,000 a month. He was like, he needed to go buy this. And his mentor told him, no, don't go buy anything. Let it breathe. Let the income breathe and get used to having this type of money in your bank account. So you want to understand these things. Otherwise, this identity crisis will cause you to sabotage everything that you've built. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Completely redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.